Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date's November 4th, 1953, and the title is Tuscan Terror. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks, hold on your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Tucson Terror. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Tops as a cereal with a little milk or cream. Tops as a snack right out of the box. Either way, you don't add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Yes, either way, you'll get plenty of pleasure eating these golden nuggets of pre-sweetened corn. Enjoy Sugar Pops often. Have Mom look for the package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine right on the front. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big, good-natured deputy Jingles never seemed to ride a train without meeting adventure head-on. It was no different on the trip they were making from Tucson to El Paso. They had no sooner put Buckshot and Joker in the baggage car and returned to settle back in their red plush Pullman car seats when up the aisle toward them, both guns drawn, stalked the Tucson Terror.
Both them six guns aimed square for my wishbone.
Looks bad for us, Jingles.
He's coming closer, Bill. We ain't got a chance.
Not a chance.
You bet you ain't got a chance. Bang, bang, got your boost.
Yeah, you sure did, youngster. You must be the best gunfighter in the whole wide world.
No, there's one better than me, but I'm the best in Tucson when he's not there.
Now, who's this fast-drawn gent that's better than you are?
Wild Bill Hickok. Nobody can outdraw Wild Bill.
Bill, do you hear that?
Yeah, for the sake of my health, I hope he's right.
They call me the Tucson Terror. What do they call you?
Me? Oh, they call me the Shooting Sidewinder from East Sidalia.
What's your real name, Button?
Sonny West. What's your name?
Well, I'm Jingles, and this is Wild Bill Hickok, Sonny.
Wild Bill? You mean he's the real Wild Bill?
In person.
Jiminy Hoptoot. Shake, Wild Bill.
Put her there, Sonny. Glad to meet you.
I'm traveling by myself to see my uncle. You want to play catch the robbers with me?
Well, I ain't much for running up and down the aisle, Sonny.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I'll go find the loot and spot the robbers and report back to you.
Now, that's the way I like to play. All right, now you go right ahead, Sonny, and I'll just catch 40 winks.
You won't have time to sleep. I work fast.
I was afraid of that.
Looks like you found a new partner, Jingles.
Yeah, lively little Button, ain't he?
Yeah, smart as a whip. Oh, look out. Here he comes back.
There ain't no way for me to get my nap in.
Well, Chief, I found the loot, but I didn't spot the robbers yet. Here.
Hey, now, where'd you get this little black bag?
Down in the next car. All hoots always carry the loot in a little black bag, don't they?
Yeah, but
well,
I
Well, that's the only one I could find. You're supposed to look in it now and send me back to trail the robbers.
Yeah, and I'll look in it all right and send you to take it back to who it belongs to. Now, just let me get it open here. Now.
I hope the owner doesn't see you doing that, Jingles.
Yeah, I might have a lot of Bill! Bill, look at this!
Is it the loot, Jingles, is it?
What's the matter, Jingles? You look like you'd found a rattlesnake in that bag.
I found worse than that, Bill. Look at this. Gold notes, just stacks of them. On the Tucson Bank.
What? Sonny, where'd you get this bag?
I just borrowed it from a couple of men that were sleeping. I didn't mean nothing by it, Wild Bill.
Bill, that Tucson Bank was robbed last week. There's a poster out on it.
That's right, partner. Come on. Sonny, you show us those two men.
Oh, sure, Wild Bill. Right down in the next car, like I said. Come on.
Gonna have to be careful, Jingles. We can't start any gunplay on this train.
Somebody might get hurt.
It's the third seat in this next car, Wild Bill.
All right, Sonny. Now you stay here. There might be trouble.
Aw, oh, Jiminy Hoptoes. I'll miss all the shooting.
That's the general idea.
Come on, Jingles.
Bill, there ain't nobody in the third seat on either side. Bill!
You know, if I could stop in your living room right now and ask you whether you like Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops better as a breakfast cereal or as a snack, I'll bet it'd come out pretty even. Most folks like 'em fine both ways. Some like 'em a mite better as snacks, others like 'em more as a cereal, but all in all, just about everybody likes 'em both ways. Yes, sir, Mom loves Pops, kids love Pops, Pops love Pops. As a cereal or as a snack, those golden nuggets of pre-sweetened pops of corn sure are popular with everybody. And remember, no matter how you enjoy Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, you never have to add any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Have Mom get some. Get the package with Guy Madison and Andy Devine thundering down the trail on their horses. That's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
While Bill and Jingles were searching through the train for the bank robbers, when they opened the door to a dark vestibule and sudden gunfire crashed around their ears.
Bill, somebody tried to plug me.
Did you see him, partner?
No, doggone it. All I saw was a blinding flash and then lead whizzed around my head.
I didn't hear the door open. Whoever it was must have climbed up on top of the train. I'm going up there after him.
Bill, did you catch the robbers?
Not yet,
button. No, now you get back inside that car and don't stick your nose out till you get to where you're going in the morning.
Aw, oh, Jiminy, I want to help you.
You've been help already, Sonny. Now hunt cover, like I said. Bill, wait for me!
Don't lose that money back, Jingles.
I can't. I got it buckled on my gun belt. Bill, you see them varmints up here anyplace?
I think they ran up for the head end, Jingles. Come on.
Bill, it's too dark to be running up here.
Just watch your step, partner.
Bill! Bill, there they are. Two dark figures up ahead.
Keep down, Jingles.
Keep down, nothing. I'm gonna knock those pigeons off this roof.
Jingles, they're jumping off the train.
Now, dadgummit, we'll have to get our horses and chase them.
Right, I'll go down inside and call the emergency corps. Meet you at the baggage car.
Doggone, those two bank-robbing varmints, they sure did stir up a hornet's nest for us on this trip. Uh-oh. Sure didn't take me long to pull that cord. The train's stopping already. Hey, take it easy. You darn near threw me off on my head.
All right, Jingles, hurry it up.
I'm a-coming, Bill. Climbing up, climbing down, running all over, doggone it. If I keep this up, I'm going to be bear hungry by morning.
Come on, Jingles, hit the saddle. We've got a couple of varmints to catch.
Oh, whoa, joking. Now, give me a chance, will you? All right, Bill, I'm with you.
Then let's ride. Hi, Buckshot, hi.
Jump, Joker, stretch, boy. Ha, ha, ha! Bill, we've been circling for more than 2 hours, and we ain't turned up nothing more than two rattlesnakes and a baby deer.
Hold it, Jingles, hold it. There's a light off there to our left.
Must be a farmhouse. Bill, this section's been settled by a bunch of homesteaders, I hear.
Then we'll make a visit to a couple of them and see if we can catch a hot trail. Pick them up, Buckshot.
I'd rather catch a hot meal if it's all the same to you. You know, come to think of it, these folks might be just friendly enough to invite us in for some victuals.
They might, Jingles, but I think we'd better let them know we're around first. Who, Buckshot? Hello! Hello there!
Bill, the light went out.
Partner, how do you like that?
I don't like it one little bit. That ain't making us very welcome.
Any place we're not welcome is a place to start looking for those two robbers. Come on, let's go in.
And ride right down them gun barrels? Bill, have you gone loco?
There's no moon, Jingles. They can't see us any more than we can see them. Come on, Buckshot, get in there.
Well, Hickok, sometimes I wonder why I let you get me into things like this.
You got me into this one by playing with that youngster on the train, remember?
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Let that be a lesson to me, too.
All right, pull up here and be quiet. Whoa, Buckshot, whoa.
Whoa, Joker, whoa. One snort out of you and I'll cut off your snorter, too.
Watch yourself, Jingles. You still got that money bag.
I sure have, but I wish I'd never seen it. Hey, Bill, ain't been no more shooting since we came in that gate.
I noticed that, but don't get careless.
Who's out there? Don't shoot no more.
Lift that lantern a little higher, mister.
Bill, he don't look very dangerous.
Me dangerous? Oh, not at all. I wouldn't hurt a rabbit, even if I could catch it.
Then what was you shooting at us for?
Well, it wasn't me that done that shooting. It was...
Get it out, mister. We'd like to know who's shooting at us and why.
Shh. You hear you? Who are you anyway, huh? How come all this had to happen at my house?
You had other visitors tonight, old-timer?
I sure have. They was the ones that did the shooting. Then they run out the back when you come in the front. Said they was taking my two saddle horses.
Bill, they got away.
You wasted a lot of our time, mister. Come on, Jingles, let's head around to the barn.
Now, Bill, couldn't we rest here and pick up their trail in the morning?
It'll be light before long, partner. Steady, Buckshot, steady.
Dan Gumman, ain't nobody gonna tell me who they are.
We're Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, that's who. Next time you see us, have some beans on the stove. Bill, ever since it got daylight, I ain't had no trouble at all following those Jasper's tracks.
Those owl hoots have a good reason for keeping us on their trail.
They do? What's that, Bill?
It's that little black bag hanging on your gun belt.
Oh, that.
Yes, that. They just might figure to set up an ambush and take that money back from us.
I hadn't thought of that, Bill.
Well, keep it in mind, partner, and you're apt to stay healthy.
Bill, you wouldn't like to carry this bag for a while, would you?
We're coming into Hill City. We'll find a good, strong safe to put it in.
Can't find it any too soon for me.
There's a livery stable. We better put the horses in there for now.
Yeah, and then I got three things to find before I go looking for those Jaspers anymore.
Three things?
You said it. A good fat breakfast, a hot bath, and a great big soft feather bed. The sooner we can get out of the saddle, the sooner I can find all three of them.
Duck your head, Jingles. There's a low door.
Yeah. There you are, Joker. Whoop, boy.
Whoo, Buckshot. Whoo, boy.
Livery stable sure is dark, Bill.
And hang up your saddle and let's get out in the daylight.
Yeah. You know, just... Bill, behind you!
Work, Beans. Nice, clean work.
Hey, you got hiccups, too, Hillary.
Yeah, right behind the ear. Put them out like a busted lantern.
Hey, what are we going to do with them now?
Nothing. Leave them here. Just get that little black bag off of the big one and let's hightail it for nowhere.
Hey, yeah, he's got it right on his gun belt. If I can get it loose.
Hey, Beans, look out. Hickok's horse is coming for you.
Hey, get back your local hammerhead.
Down, you ornery coyote. Beans, get that money bag.
I can't get near it, Grace. That horse will kill me.
And I'll get it.
Hey, Grace, look out. He just missed your head.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, we'll watch for another chance and get these two star makers when their darn horse ain't around.
Hey, what's the matter, Buckshot? All right, boy. Coming around. Hey, Jingles. Come on, Jingles. Wake up.
Oh, go away, Bill. I ain't ready to get up yet.
Jingles, come too, partner.
Oh, Bill. Bill, what? Oh, my head. Bill, I got a bump as big as a turkey egg on it.
Looks like we got cut off guard this time.
Bill, the money.
Yeah, where is it?
Oh, yeah, it's here. I've still got it.
Hmm. How does that happen?
Search me. If them varmints slugged us to get the money, why didn't they take it? This ain't making sense, Bill.
Hold it, Jingles. Strike a match. I got an idea.
What is it, Bill?
Look here on the ground. Those deep tracks were made by Buckshot's hind feet.
Billy don't dig in that deep unless he reared up on his hind legs a-fighting.
You're right, Jingles. And that's the answer to why you still have that money bag. Buckshot fought those robbers off.
Well, bless his ornery hide. He's a better lawman than both of us put together.
Yeah. Now we better go out and find those two Jaspers, or Buckshot's going to be mighty disappointed in us.
Say, how would you like to be the biggest, most popular hero or heroine your neighborhood ever had? Wouldn't that be wonderful? You bet. And listen, here's how it can happen and happen to you. Enter Kellogg's exciting new Orange Bowl contest. First prize is an all-expense-paid trip for you and companion to the Orange Bowl football game in Miami. In addition, there's a $1,000 U.S. savings bond for you, plus $2,500 in cash for your favorite high school's athletic fund. And listen to this. You can take your favorite high school team to the Orange Bowl football game, all expenses paid by Kellogg's. Or if the team can't go with you, Kellogg's will give an extra $7,500 to your school. Here's a contest easy to win. Just write a few words about your favorite high school football team. Maybe you admire their spirit. Maybe they're the fightin'est outfit in the state. All entries will be judged on interest, sincerity, and factual content. So write that letter. Read the easy rules for the contest and the packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Kellogg's Pep, or see the November 2nd issue of Life magazine. As the first prize winner, you go to Miami Beach, Florida on a 3-day all-expense-paid trip. Fly both ways on a Delta CNS Airlines Super Convair. See the game from the 50-yard line. Stay at the beautiful Robert Clay Hotel. Ride on Kellogg's float in the Orange Bowl Parade. Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest is underway right now and closes November 30th. So hurry and get several entries in the mail. You, anyone can win, young or old, teenager or grown up. Get busy and enter today. With the money still in their possession, Wild Bill and Jingles combed the town of Hill City looking for a pair of strange bank robbers. But luck was against them, and Jingles was getting discouraged.
Now, who in blistering thunder is coming to pester me?
Sheriff, don't you go hollering at us before you get a chance to know who we are, you mean-tempered old goat.
Easy, Jingles.
Well, that ain't no way to greet strangers.
Well, reinstate your business and get going. Who are you?
Howdy, Sheriff. I'm Bill Hickok, U.S. Marshal.
Well, Bill Hickok. Well, why didn't you say so?
Well, why didn't you give us a chance?
Then this stuffed-up gunny sack's bound to be Jingles, ain't it?
Gunny sack? Doggone it, you make it mighty hard for a man to be friendly, Sheriff.
No offense, Jingles. Mighty proud to meet you, gents. What brings you to Hill City?
We trailed a couple of bank robbers here, Sheriff. Thought you might give us a hand.
Bank robbers?
Yeah, bank robbers. If you'd have been on your toes, you'd have seen the posters on the Tucson bank robbery.
No, I know all about the Tucson robbery, windbag. And I also know the robbers got away from you on the train.
How'd you get that dope, Sheriff?
Learned it all from the Tucson Terror. Ever heard of him?
The Tucson Terror? Yeah, we've heard of him. Wish we hadn't.
Hey, me too. That young scalawag is my nephew. And since he hit this town, Hill City's not been the same.
Yippee, Uncle Rip, I got him surrounded. Put up your hands, you sidewinders. I'm taking... Jiminy Hop Tools is Wild Bill and Jingles.
Yes, it is, you pint-sized tornado. Now simmer down. We got business to take care of.
Oh, go ahead, Jingles. Sit on the young pup. Maybe that'll keep him quiet.
You wouldn't want me to be quiet, Uncle Rip, if you knew I knew what I know.
Huh? Now, what was that again?
I know where the robbers are.
Are you sure, Sonny?
Sure, I'm sure. And I know they're plotting to kill Jingles and take that money back, too.
Here, Bill, take this money and put it in the safe. Put it anywhere, but let me get rid of it, Bill.
Oh, Bill, don't let this young spoofer take you in. He's been bringing me more imaginary hoodlums than the West ever knew about today.
Sonny, you better simmer down and make sense with me.
Oh, sure, Wild Bill, anything you say.
You heard those two plotting to kill Jingles and get the money back, huh?
I sure did. They didn't see me under the table.
Under the table?
Quiet, Jingles. What else did they say?
They said if it hadn't been for your horse, Wild Bill, they'd have had the money and gone by now.
Well, where are these two varmints, honey?
Down at the Tin Horn Cafe eating breakfast.
Breakfast? You mean they're sitting there eating breakfast and plotting my death? Come on, Bill. I'm going to make those two sidewinders wish they'd never lived to see this day.
There's the cafe, Wild Bill. We better sneak up to the window first, huh?
That's a good idea, Sonny.
Bill, what if they make a run for it out the back door?
The sheriff's got that covered, Jingle.
There they are, Wild Bill. We going to go right in and nab them?
It's not quite that simple, Sonny.
Why not?
We have to make them give themselves away.
Yeah, but how are we going to do that, Bill?
Well, I figure it's about time you had something to eat, partner.
Yeah, it's way past my breakfast time.
Then you go in and order a big dinner.
In there? Where they are?
Sure, and we'll just strap this little black bag on your gun belt again.
But Bill, there ain't no money in it now.
The robbers don't know that.
Oh, so they'll try to get it from me just the same, huh? Now, hold on, Bill Hickok. That's just like
now,
asking
Now, don't for... go worrying, Jingles. I'll be right here if they start anything. They've got to make them tip their hand.
And besides, Jingles, you said you were hungry, didn't you?
Well, all right, but don't take your eyes off of me for one little minute.
I won't, Jingles. Good luck to you.
Doggone it, I don't like being the bait in the trap one little bit. Uh-oh. Spotted me already. Well, I'll just order me up a big dinner and forget all about them. Hey, waiter! Uh-oh, here they come, here they come.
I hear you call, mister.
Yep, I called the waiter, but you ain't no waiter.
Sure I am, big boy. I've been waiting for you all morning.
You have? For me?
Yeah. We've been waiting, ain't we, Beans?
Yeah, we sure have, Race, and for that black bag hanging at his gun belt.
Black bag? Oh, this one. Well, that ain't nothing. I just carry my extra socks and that. I got corns, you know.
You're going to have something else, big boy, if you don't hand over that black bag and pronto.
Yeah, you're going to have another bump on your head.
No, that ain't being very sociable. Why don't you just sit down, gents, and have a cup of coffee? Huh?
Come on, come on. Get up and walk to the door. I'd hate to have to plug in here.
Especially before dinner. I'd spoil my appetite. And I'm no, where are we going?
Out through the back door. Get moving.
The back door?
Yeah, the back door.
Couldn't we go out the front door? It's bigger and nicer that way.
You heard me, the back door.
The back door.
All right, hold it right there.
Oh, Bill, I was afraid you wouldn't
Reese,
see us.
It's Hickok, Blast and Beans.
Grab him, Jingles. Put the handcuffs on him.
It'll be a pleasure, Bill. Now stand still, you two coyotes. This is the end of the trail.
Just you, Hickok. How'd you get so smart?
We had a lot of help from the Tucson Terror, mister.
Yeah, and here he comes now.
Did you catch him, Wild Bill?
Yep, Sonny. Thanks to you.
It wasn't nothing. I get a lot of fun out of playing games with you and Jingles, Wild Bill.
Well, this time we were playing for keeps.
Hey, Jingles, you want to play some more? I got another game that's a dilly.
No, sirree. I ain't getting mixed up in no more games with you, you scalawag. You sure are little, but you're wound awful tight.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Andy, what's our story for Friday?
It's a humdinger, Guy. Wild Bill and Jingles tangle with a mean herd of longhorn steers. It's called Dangerous Roundup.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Choose your favorite from Kellogg's Variety Pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ken Christie, Dick Beals, and Nestor Paiva. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.